Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Is it ever an option for one man to be real with another? I mean to be completely authentic and let the walls fall down. Is it a possibility for two men to be closer than brothers, to be there for one another when the going gets tough? Right here, we're talking about accountability friendships, where two men unconditionally affirm one another and at the same time hold one another up to God's blueprint for their lives, to liberate themselves into their true God-given selves. It's a kind of bonding and friendship that most men have never experienced, but that you can have if you really want it. I've recorded a conversation with two such guys who have this accountability friendship with one another. I'm calling one Bob and the other Robert so that they can totally have anonymity to be themselves and to really be transparent to you. So let me play you just an excerpt of this conversation I've had with these two accountability friends.
Guy, I'm glad to have you with us.
Glad to do it, Gary.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here, Gary.
What do you think as far as guys, if we get down and we're talking about individual men that you work with on the job, what do you think the biggest challenge for guys on the job is today?
Well, I think the biggest challenge for guys on the job is, you know, with the society like it is, the economy like it is, you know, the pressure's there to put in more hours, to do more, to accomplish more. But then again, once you put an emphasis on your job, then that takes away from other areas of your life. It takes away from your family and your other responsibilities and your, you know, sometimes to me it seems like, you know, with all the demands and all the pressures from everywhere else, you know, where's there time for me? You know, and then when you have leisure time or you do something where that you enjoy doing, then you almost feel guilty because, you know, there are other things you should be doing. And again, it's just caught up in that, and it's an endless cycle sometimes it feels like that you just can't get out of.
Let me answer that from my personal view. The group of guys that I ran around with was all hunters. And if they told me that, you know, we're all going to go hunting this weekend, my wife said, I want you to spend time with me. I felt pressured. If I told them, well, I'm going to spend the weekend with my wife, I think that's what I need to do, I would have been run off on a rail. You know, you just don't do that. Real men don't do that. And you're getting stress from both sides. If I stayed home, they would have gave me stress because they wasn't actually good enough friends to realize that my marriage was more important than going hunting. And if I went with them, then I got the stress from home. So it's rather than do what I knew that I should have done, I pleased the guys for the first part of my marriage. And like I said, I do that at a fault. I tried to please the guys. I tried to fit in. I wanted to be, you know, one of the boys. You don't have to take that stuff from her.
We're talking with two guys that I'm calling Robert and Bob, who are sharing their lives with us on this particular edition. These are accountability friends who get together with one another and are real authentic with each other. And I want to tell you guys, I really appreciate your sharing your lives with me.
Well, if it helps one guy, Gary, like it did me, it's worth it.
Yeah, it's been a fairly new experience for me, but it's really made a difference in my life.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
What do you think is the main challenge for men on the home front today with their wives and their families?
The main challenge, I think, is letting your wife see the real you. First of all, though, you've got to find out who the real you is. And guys don't want to. That's hard because we spend the whole first part of our life, they're teaching us something else. You know, you can't do this, you can't do this. Somebody hits you, you got to hit them back. And there's actually a more sensitive guy in each guy that we can't show. And as I've gotten older, I've learned to realize that we can show that. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong sitting down with your wife and watching a movie. instead of going hunting. And that's where the problems in my marriage have came, is because I would not show my sensitive side. I thought I could only let her see the manly side.
I kind of think that it's just tough, you know, holding the family together and you know, again, being the husband that you should be and being the father that you should be and just trying to define your role in that. And you know, there's so much pressure on families nowadays and you know, dealing with children and stuff. It's just tough. And again, sometimes we set ourselves up for failure, I think, because we get caught up in other people's definitions. And like Bob said, it's hard to let the real you come out, even to your spouse, because you can be different things to different people, but the people that you live with, they are the ones who really know you. And it's tough trying to be the right kind of husband, the right kind of father, I think.
You know, one other thing that my problem is, and it's pride, being a middle-income, at the best, family, I never have. I wanted my kids to have what everybody else had. The only way that I can get that is by working more hours. And I found myself, so they could have as nice of stuff as everybody else had, I never was around them. I worked 70 and 80 hours a week. And what they really wanted was me, you know, when they was little. They didn't want what everybody else had, but my pride told me we've got to have as nice house as they got. And when they got to be 16 years old, I wanted them to have as nice a car as all their friends had. And the only way I had to achieve that was working a lot of hours.
I've had with me on this particular edition two guys who are actually what are called accountability friends, one that I'm calling Robert and the other one Bob, and I want to appreciate you guys coming on with me today.
Glad to do it, Gary.
Thank you for asking us.
The world has taken families out left and right. It's happening all around all of us. But you know, a hedge against that is mutual accountability and interdependence. It's something that our culture fights against. It's something that we resist, but it's the thing that gives us the most inner contentment and protects our family. Deep-spirited friendships. Let's never be afraid to try something new. Remember that amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic, and the Constitution was written not by trial attorneys and politicians, but by patriots.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.